Now, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha. V'alkein, ikar habrocha v'hashefa shenimshecho al yedei Eliyahu ve'elisha b'maisa detzorfes al yedei Eliyahu u'maisa de'isha achas m'neshe b'nei anaviyim al yedei Elisha. And this is why the main blessing and flow of goodness which Eliyahu Hanavi and Elisha Hanavi were able to perform miracles to bring this bracha and shefa. Eliyahu Hanavi did it to the woman who was called Isha Tzarfis, and Elisha Hanavi did it with the wife of Ovadya Hanavi, the Isha Shunamis. Himshichu ikar habracha al yidei Hashemen. In both cases, the thing that they used to perform the miracle was oil. Why? Ki shemen hu bechina seora sarotzim. Because as we mentioned a few pages earlier in this halacha, oil represents the heora sarotzim, this flow of a very high level of light from Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, lehatzil ponim mishemen, to light up one's face from oil, velechem levav enosh yisod. That was the remainder of the pasuk. And to satisfy the heart of the person with bread. And Rabbeinu Zal shows that the sada, the satisfaction, the satiation, the rotzayim, the svius rotzayim that's in the food comes from the shemen, lahatzil ponim yishemen. It comes from that light of heoros harotzayim that's represented by oil. Oil is a very, very holy item. Shmiras habris is referred to as the oil, the seed of a man is referred to as the oils of the body, the liquids of the body. What nourishes the brain is referred to as shemen mishchas kodesh. Shezeo bechinas hashemen shel Chanukah. This is also the whole concept of the oil of the Chanukah candles. Kamo shekoso shom b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, that Chanukah is this time of heoros harotzayim, this great heoros harotzayim that's represented by that oil. Sheikar habrocha v'haparnoso bo misham. The main blessing and the main parnosa comes from heoros harotzayim. Bechinas, from where? From this oil, this shemen of Kedusha. Bechinas, lahatzil ponim mishemen, velechem levav enosh yisoid, as the pasuk says. To light up one's face with oil, and to satisfy the heart with food, with lechem. Ukemavoyer shom b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly over there in Likutim Ram. V'alkein himshichu habrocha v'hashefa shel parnoso al yedei hashemen daika. This is why these great tzaddikim, Eliyahu Hanavi, Elisha Hanavi, were able to draw this miracle blessing, these miracles they performed regarding parnosa for these two women. They did it specifically through oil. Shehu bechinas seora sarotzoim, shemishom nimshach haparnosa v'habrocha. Bechinas, as it says over there, kad hakemach lo yisichla, v'tzapeches hashemen lo yisechser. Your pitcher of flour will never come to an end. You'll always be full with flour, F-L-O-U-R, again, lechem, and the pitcher of oil, your vial of oil, will not be lacking. The direct connection between the two, the kemach, the parnosa, the shef of parnosa, and the shemen. Bechinas, as Boya said to Ruz, as Elisha Novi, I think, said, v'at ubonayich tichi banoiser, you and your children will live with the remain, banoiser, with noiser, with oilom haba, with heoros harotzim. Dahainu hanoiser min hashemen. He was referring to the remaining oil. After pouring into, filling up all of those other vessels, the oil that's left in the vial you're pouring from, you and your kids will live off that. Shehu bechinas heoros harotzim. Meaning, you will be living off heoros harotzim. Bechinas vatoisar lo oilom haba. As we find in the story of Rus, that word vatoisar, the remainder, that's ma'aremes to the future, which is oilam haba, the canal. With this, we conclude this halacha, which was quite a long one. This is maybe 10, 15 pages, which clarified, which really expounded on that chapter in Likutim Ran, Torah Zion and Likutim Ran Tanina, which is one of the largest, most powerful chapters in Likutim Ran.